Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Of course, on the weekends here in Philadelphia for the last how many years? Wow. It's been Sid Mark. It's been Sinatra, without a doubt. Dateline Los Angeles, June 10th, Monday, 2019. Voting for the 2019 Radio Hall of Fame inductees begins today. The 24 nominations in six categories were determined by the organization's nominating committee. Four of these categories will be voted on by a voting participant panel comprised of nearly 1,000 industry professionals. Okay, this is the system used by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're in the big time here, folks. That's what I'm saying. Nominees to be voted on by the voting participant panel. They will be people that are long-standing as defined regionally, 20 years or more. Then there's a category for 10 years or more. People like Preston and Steve are on there for 10 years or more. Then there are categories, long time, 10 years or more, syndication. And then 20 years or more, syndication, long-standing network syndication. People like Jim Rome, All Things Considered, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, great quiz show. And, of course, our own Sid Mark. Now, the problem is they don't have the real category here. 20 years or more, come on, that's just a hiccup. This is, I don't know that they would find anybody doing what Sid Mark has done this long, this well, and finally, coming to the very fore nationwide. You don't know how big of an honor this is just to be nominated. I don't know many people in Philadelphia that have ever even been nominated. Let's go to Mr. Sid Mark. Hey, Sid, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Dom. Nice to be on this time of morning with you. Actually, I sit in for you on Sunday.
Nicely played. Well, that's the all-time sit-in, the all-time sub. And, Sid, this has been a long time. I mean, these are piddling when you think of 20 years or more. When I first came to WWDB, you had to be at least in the 25 or 30 range then, I think.
Well, I don't know how many years ago. I'm up to 62 this year.
Wow. Amazing. And, Sid, is that the syndicated show and the local show, 62?
No, the syndicated show is 40 years, the local show, 62.
And we always say, too, it's you, it's your connection with Frank Sinatra, it's Sinatra. And why is it that Philadelphia was such fertile ground? I don't know if new listeners know the story of how you got this idea to do this. This isn't something you necessarily started with, right?
As a matter of fact, it was very close to. But the reason that I think we're so successful here is, are the words really of Frank. He said, Philadelphia and the show have oregano. The others are playing records and tapes and all different. Well, of course, now we... You know, you go from 78s to the 33s to 45s and CDs and analog and digital. I mean, he's available in so many different forms.
Yeah. Now, when I came to DB, I just thought about it, Sid. It was October of 1987.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, boy, you talk about people I still revere today because they had that talk radio personality. Of course, Irv Ulmer, Dominic Quinn, those are the two that were mentors of a sort, and there were assorted others who were great and have had Bernie Herman, people like that, people remember. And then there was you, though, and component. How did it come out that you were on the talk radio at WWDB because it was FM, and how did that work?
Well, we started out as an old jazz station.
Okay.
And I was thinking about it last night. I've worked for six different owners, and at one point, Miss Banks came in. She said, We're changing formats on Monday. We're going talk, and you're staying to do your Sinatra show. I said, what am I going to do during the week? She said, well, you're going to do a talk show. I said, I've never done one before. She said, that's all right. You'll be okay. I mean, what? Like it's, you know, you walk in and sell a pair of shoes.
Right. Did you talk about local stuff, or what did you talk about?
Well, I was on immediately following Frank Ford and preceding Irv Homer.
Oh, my God.
So Frank Ford said to me, you don't have to worry. You only have to remember three things if you get stuck. He said, and you'll be able to do a talk show the rest of your life. The first thing is, why is it that two parents can take care of 10 children? 10 children can't take care of two children. Throw that out. Nobody's going to tell me where to walk my dog. And will Social Security be there when I get there?
Oh, yeah, it's always. Yeah, that's
okay. So he said, if you have those three things, you'll always have phone calls.
Oh, God.
So that's how I went on.
I forgot all about that. Yeah. But, Sid, it is amazing, too. And then coming over with us when we had the Rush Limbaugh, Dr. Laura and I came over here to the station and all those years and continuing this. How does this syndicated show differ, if at all? Do you talk more on the syndicated show? Do you give more background? Or the local, you certainly do. But is that the Sinatra connection prominent?
Each of the syndicated shows is thematic.
Okay.
Which means we would do all the recordings that were done this week in May. And then next week it might be when we first went to Carnegie Hall. Of course, we have to have the material available, which it readily is now. And it has always has something to do with his life, professionally or personally.
Well, I was going to ask you, and I know it's got to be very difficult because out of all the times I've heard you talk and all the times I've been around you, I'd never heard you say, though, narrow it down. My favorite Sinatra song, for obvious reasons, is not just the arrangement, the vocals. To me, this is Sinatra, is My Way. Mm-hmm. Is that the quintessential Sinatra song, or is it something not as publicized?
It's one that's, I guess, is one of the most popular.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks it was written about him. He says no, or he said no. But depending on my mood, I'm primarily a ballad person.
Okay.
So my first hour on Sunday is always a full hour of ballads. And it might be Guess My Hang My Tears Out to Dry or This Is All I Ask. But that's where I am primarily, because I'm kind of a low-key person, and that's where he was at that point.
New York, of course.
Skin and...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there are 1,500 songs to choose from.
Sid, Sinatra, was he... Maybe that's a bit exaggerated. I mean, what I admire as somebody who does this is his enunciation. His quality with words is second to none. That's what I hear in the voice that's better than anybody I've ever heard. But he wasn't a dems and does guys. All fair. I mean, that's often said, oh, he just had that accent. He just affected that when he sang, right? When he was just speaking to you, was it like that, or what was it like?
He was the most articulate person, I guess, you want to meet who's a vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially people coming from this part of the country who can't say the word didn't.
Yeah.
They say it wouldn't, shouldn't. But when they sang, they said, didn't we, wouldn't we? Somehow when he sang, the enunciation was absolutely perfect. His phrasing was second to none. I mean, there was no question about that. Everybody who sang a song, anyone who sang a song, would like to have had that phrasing and understanding. It's like Bono of U2 said, you had to have lost a few fights in order to sing like that.
Well, then, of course, the life, too, and that. Now, how did Sinatra know about you? Was it somebody that told him about it? Did he happen to hear you?
Well, when I was on HAT Overnight, that's the original DB, an album came out in 1966 called Sinatra the Sands. It was a double jacket LP. People may remember when there was mono and stereo.
Mm-hmm.
And we played it every single night. I played it every night all the way through, both sides. It covered my entire show. And the album started selling like crazy in Philadelphia. And he couldn't quite understand why we were outselling New York and Detroit and L.A. They told him, this crazy kid does nothing but play your records. And his friends in Philly would write to him and tell him about the show. And he called to say thank you for playing the recording. And could he do anything for me? I said, well, not really. He said, would you like to meet Buddy Greco? I said, Buddy lives in Philly. I know Buddy Greco. He said, well, how about if we can arrange for you to meet Sammy? I said, I know Sammy. He said, well, what is it that you want? I said, would just like to shake your hand.
Oh, wow.
And somebody else said on the phone, that's all anybody ever wants. Sorry, that can't be done. And that was the end of the call. On Thursday of that week, I got a call from his office saying that Mr. Sinatra would like you to be his guest in Las Vegas. Can you make it? And I said, I've been packed for 10 years. But I certainly don't have the money to go out there, you know, fly a hotel. He said, no, you don't understand. He wants you to be his guest. So he sent me the tickets and picked up the hotel room and all my meals. And one evening we had dinner together, and that was the beginning of it. We hit it off.
That is amazing. And Sid, you don't show it. I mean, you're a performer and all that. I've never seen you nervous or whatever. But meeting Sinatra the first time, though, in Vegas, anybody, that's, I'm trying to think of who I met that is that famous, and I can't think of anybody at the height of their career. This is one of the most celebrated
Chris
guys. Well, that didn't go quite as well with Chris Christie.
Oh, not so perhaps, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's got to be a presidential level or something like that. That's how celebrated it was.
No, I was more than very nervous.
Yeah.
In that, after checking in and getting myself all set for the show, I went down to the front desk and said to the guy there, excuse me, yes, what can I do for you? I said, my tickets for the show, and who are you? Told him. He said, you don't seem to understand. Everybody here is his guest, so there are no tickets here for you.
Oh, boy.
So I called a friend of his in New York, which I was instructed to do. And they said, well, he's waiting for you for dinner. So, you know, go have dinner first, and then you'll straighten it out. They sent me to one of the restaurants, and there was not a soul in there, not even a waiter. And I was standing in the doorway, and my wife said to me, I don't want you to get upset now. I said, why that? She said, he's standing right next to you.
Wow.
I turned around, and there he was.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Sid, well, this is a long time coming. It's thrilling that you're nominated for this. People don't understand how big of a deal this is.
Am I supposed to say I'm just honored to be nominated?
No, right? Not at all, because there's a component here toward winning. That's exactly what we all want. We want you in the Hall of Fame. I don't know, is there a physical Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I think there is up in New York, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be talking about the progress of this with listeners as the vote goes on and as it comes up and all that's involved. And, of course, I hope that I'm sure you're going to be talking about it on Sunday morning.
Well, yeah, and as it gets closer, there's even an opportunity for listeners to vote.
Yes, that's what we're holding out. I think that comes July 15th will be the opportunity to weigh in.
It has to be online.
Online. But, Sid, that's when we'll really have you back and weigh into this. But I am so excited. Somebody that I grew with in this business and have seen you as the quintessential pro, that this is coming together. It's long deserved.
Well, apropos of something and or nothing, a couple of weeks ago, I think it was your wife, Rose, a young man up
Yes.
there. I wish I could be with him. He was the nicest kid I've ever met in my life.
Simon, yep.
Yes, yeah, Simon. He is, he's unable to see. His grandmother is visually impaired. His mother was delightful, and he was a Sinatra fan through and through, but more so, he left the studio, and I said to Frank Cannell, our production manager, and your problem is what? No, really.
Exactly.
You meet somebody like that, and you say, what am I bitching about?
Exactly. Well,
and
Sid,
it was incredible.
Well, it was so nice of you to make time to see him. He's still talking about it, Sid. Continue. It's only 62 years. Let's have more, and we'll talk when listeners can vote.
Thank you, Dom.
Thank you, Sid, very much, as always.
Catch up with you later.
All right, Sid Mark here on Talk Radio 1210. You got to understand how rare of an honor this is. The Hall of Fame. I don't know if he goes into the Hall of Fame. Does he wear the DB hat or the 1210 hat? Or he's been in so many stations.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.